Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ohio poll workers convicted of election fraud. Mobile phones, use linked to tumors. Military spying on Austinites here in Austin, Texas. It's all coming up. Right now, let's move quickly through your calls. Phil, where are you calling us from today?
Aravaca, Arizona.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. And, you know, it's a funny coincidence because I'm calling in to plug my YouTube site. I've been recording this checkpoint they've been running in Amado for Homeland Security, Border Patrol, and uploaded the videos and have them out there for people to watch.
What's your screen name?
Well, the easiest way to find it is www.youtube.com/AmadoCheckpoint, all one word. My username is Burrito Phil, but I don't think it's spelled right. But, yeah, it's got pictures of the Wacken Hut buses. Those are really popular, the third-party contractors they have moving the people. You might know them from they run about 10% of the privately run prisons.
Oh, the Wacken Huts are famous. They went into Colorado and other areas and murdered men, women, and children by the hundreds just 100 years ago or so. When you see movies like, what's the one with Clint Eastwood where he's at the gold mining town and they send in the regulators? Those are based on true stories. They just changed the names. And they just send in a bunch of guys. Yeah, it's Wacken Hut something else.
Yeah, that would explain why it's the most popular.
No, they've been, listen, it was Wacken Hut busting strikes back east 75, 80 years ago where they just machine gun whole crowds.
Yeah, and now they're running security for nuclear power plants.
Yeah, I know Wacken Hut's pretty serious. Send me some info on that. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Mike in Michigan. Mike, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I was shown the light, I suppose, this summer, actually, with a film. I don't remember who showed it to me. It was Loose Change. And since I've searched out, I found you and all sorts of other stuff. And
well, that's how it works. It all feeds into itself and just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually working right now on collecting as much information on fluoride and stuff and going down to some meetings in my local small town in Michigan.
Well, the head dentist who got Canada fluoridated 15 years ago for the last 4 years has gone public and apologized and said he didn't know. He just thought it would be calcium fluoride, which is actually good for your teeth and low levels. He didn't know that the stannous and other types of fluoride that they're putting into the water, he had no idea that it wasn't just that. It was toxic waste with hundreds of chemicals in it directly from the fertilizer production, chemical plant production. They use fluoride to crack the oil molecules and break it down into gasoline. They put toxic waste in the water. It's a big joke.
Yeah.
So I just take that. The head guy in Canada that got it put in is now running around freaking out, and so is everybody else who actually looks at the facts.
Where can I find that at?
It's been all over the Canadian papers. It's just everywhere, sir.
I'll have to check that out.
So something like top Canadian florician or something, you know, says fluoride's bad or I forget the headlines. It's like 4 years ago.
Okay, excellent. Hey, you were talking about elections earlier and all sorts of other stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
Couple of films I've seen and found. One I haven't seen in stores yet, but maybe I haven't looked for it. I saw Votergate the other day. That was excellent. American Blackout by Cynthia McKinney about the Diebold election systems and Sequoia and ES&S election
systems. Yeah, I
system. Know. Yep. I was trying to get Loose Change played in the local state theater here, and the guy had actually seen it. His name was Trevor, but he got shut down, actually. He couldn't pay for it.
Well, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you waking up and taking action. Good to hear from you. We're scheduled to have Terry Anderson on with us. Continue with your phone calls. We'll get into the military spying on Austinites. I mean, this is America. Spying on U.S. citizens. We'll be right back.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've had regular U.S. Army surveil me and openly walk right up to me on the street and threaten me. That was 6.5-7 years ago. Well, it's actually happened 5 times in the last 9 years. And, I mean, I've even had them right in front of me. Of course, they always know it's when you don't have a camera, like at a grocery store or at the TV station parking lot. And they're in their government, you know, cars, government plates. And these guys are not just your regular army. You know, they get out high and tight. They're wearing sports jackets, suits. And they just, hey, you better watch it. You better watch yourself. And you know we're watching you. You understand? I'm just like, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm going to go back in now and try to get a camera. We'll see you later, Jones. You take care. Another time, hey, you playing anything violent, Jones? You know, who's this team you're talking about? Who's this team? What's the team planning? And I go, I've said on air, my team in the info war. The info war. You know what that means. Don't try to, you know, claim it's something violent. I'm talking about my team is here and ready and covering things. Uh-huh. Well, we're watching your team. And it's in the Austin American Statesman. It's in KXAN, it's in several TV reports that they admit that they're surveilling Austinites, mainstream anti-war protesters, people that protest recruiters. It's totally illegal, totally criminal, and it's declassified, and it's disgusting is what it is, because our borders are wide open. We got Mexican troops shooting and killing Border Patrol and coming up to sheriffs at gunpoint in Texas and putting guns to their head. We've had the sheriffs on and taking drugs back from them they've seized, and we've got American citizens being kidnapped. I remember 2 years ago, and just all the deaths and the rocket attacks in Texas, and it goes on and on. And it's all kept real quiet. But that doesn't matter. See, the military can't have guns or bullets for that. But don't worry, we can have them harassing Alex Jones, because I'm here exposing their martial law plans. Terry Anderson has a nationally syndicated program Sunday nights, and we're truly honored to have him with us, and we appreciate his work. I just got into the military thing, so I'm going to get into it in about 35, 40 minutes. Terry Anderson, it's good to have you on with us, my friend.
Alex, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Well, I whenever I get a chance, when I'm out driving around or at work on Sunday nights, I tune in, and I in 1 hour I get a really good condensed news report from all over the nation what's happening. You're on some of the biggest stations in the country, and we're just so blessed to have somebody like you. I wanted to get you on because you're a black man. And
hold on, let me look. Yep, you're right.
And I wanted to get it, you know, specific, because you've talked about this in the past, and I have a lot of black friends who've gone through the same thing. We've seen the spray painting here in Austin. We've seen it all over the news. We know about blacks being targeted. We know that big gangs have said there's a bounty on blacks, and just scores are killed a year just in L.A. and San Antonio and Houston a year. And I wrote an article, Paul Watson did, that is my team wrote an article, racist Mexican gangs ethnic cleansing blacks in L.A. And they got a guy on the tape on CNN saying, yeah, they're dirty, they're bad, we don't want them around here. And then they claim the blacks are taking over when it's really the blacks that are being overrun. And again, I'm not here bashing Mexicans, Mexican-Americans. The point is, there shouldn't be denial about this. And usually on our message board, 95% agree with us. About 30% disagree with us this time, saying, how dare us make this up? Or well, blacks are bad, too, and they're targeting us. And I'm sure that does happen, but I'm really I'm a white guy. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm trying to really look at the facts over the years studying this. And it looks like 9 times out of 10, it's the Mexican gangs who are much bigger and more powerful, and especially in prison and now in the public schools, targeting blacks. I mean, if you look at the local news, they admit that the illegal alien gangs at the schools that are, you know, 80% in many of these schools are targeting blacks. They seem to mainly leave whites alone. There's the cases of them killing them, too. So we know this is going on, but by the time it gets on CNN, it's blacks and Hispanics fighting. That's like if an old lady gets mugged and they say, well, the old lady got in a fight with the mugger. No, she got mugged. Terry Anderson, break it down for us.
Well, I had a problem with the article you guys wrote, and that problem is you didn't hit it hard enough. You guys just skimmed the surface of it. If you get my point here, Alex, it was a great article. It really was.
No, I'm sorry. I know it's not hardcore. I'm sorry.
I also read the comments that you're speaking of, the 30% who disagreed. These are people who are naive and have no idea what my reality is here in Los Angeles, California. They have no idea. Zero idea. Now let me say in their defense, it is so unrealistic to believe that in 2007 in the United States of America that one ethnic group would be targeting the other ethnic group in a city for extinction. And I understand where people say, oh, this is just too far-fetched. When I used to hear about La Reconquista from Glenn Spencer and others, I thought it was far-fetched until I got into it and saw for myself, and I became a believer. And these people will become believers also when they see it for themselves. But let me say this about the article. Your article hit it right on the money. Right on the money. They are systematically killing us in this city. And let me do the disclaimer, Alex. Not all Hispanics are doing it. Not all Hispanics hate blacks. But a lot of them do. And here, if I leave here with one point today made, I want it to be this one. Regardless if it's one person who's killed or 1,000 people are killed, there is no documented case of a black person killing a Hispanic in this town because he was Hispanic. They are the only ethnic group that's doing it to us. And I'll say again, it might only be a small percentage of them doing it, but they are the only ethnic group that has targeted another ethnic group. Whites are not killing blacks or Hispanics or Asians. Asians are not killing Hispanics, blacks, or whites. They are the only group that's doing this, and this is what must be brought out into the open. They have a hatred for black people, not all, but some Hispanics do, and here's what angers me about those who don't have the hatred. They're not standing up and condemning what their fellow Hispanics are doing. And that angers me.
Terry, go over some of the historical examples and the numbers.
Well, let me put it to you this way. You mentioned a very good point a few minutes ago about the schools. Jefferson High School, which is, I guess, a couple miles east of me here, traditionally black school. When I was in school about 100 years ago, Jefferson High was about 95% black. It was a tough school. We played football there. We ran track there. It was hard getting out of this place without a fight because it was a traditional thing. They wanted to fight everybody that came there and beat them. That's how schools are here in L.A. But there was no racial animus. It was just about,
it was,
you know,
the same thing for me growing up in Dallas. I was fighting black guys, white guys, rednecks. We just all beat the hell out of each other.
There you go. But there was no racial animus. And let me tell you this, that when that school was 80% black, no violence. 70% black, no violence. When it was 50-50, Hispanics and blacks, no violence. And when it crept up to about 75% Hispanic, guess what happened to Jeff High? They started to attack the black kids on a systematic daily basis. Now, Jefferson High School right now is officially, by L.A. City School numbers, 94% Hispanic. Went from 94% black 20 years ago to 94% Hispanic now. Now, Alex, that was driven by what? The illegal alien invasion. We do not have a change in demographics like that unless somebody's coming here illegally. And they now have 300 kids in a school of 3,500 that are black, and they are being attacked every single day. What does our mayor, Antonio Pancho Villaraigosa, get on the radio and the TV and say? We have to learn to get along. Blacks and Hispanics are fighting each other. The same parable you just used with
the old lady. One of my employees growing up in New York, he told me the story, and from memory, he saw a black get stabbed by Hispanics there when he was in high school.
Well, it's happening here. We had a black man who was stabbed taking his little girl to the grocery store one evening out in Harbor City. That was 2 years ago. We had five black men killed in Hawaiian Gardens, 4 or 5 miles east of L.A., in the last 10 years. The Highland Park incident, which is mentioned in the article, where three black men were killed just because they were black. There was another one in Azusa. There was another one in Torrance. There was another one in Carson. This is happening every day. And let me say this to you. We've got some rough housing projects here in L.A. The Jordan Downs, the Nickerson Gardens, the Imperial Courts, all 100% black. As the Hispanics, and I'm talking newly arrived Hispanics to this country, began to move into those housing projects, not one event of violence ever happened. Never one time did the blacks say, no, you can't come in here. But if black people go, just drive through East L.A., they'll get bricks and rocks thrown at them and worse.
What about this young black girl that just got killed?
That was Harbor Gateway area, Harbor City.
Let's talk about the specifics of what happened to her by these two shaved head hardcore gangbangers. And it's weird. They look like they even have the tattoos. It's like they're Hispanic white supremacists. They look and act just like it.
They're skinheads. They were looking to kill a black person. 204th Street is a dividing line. They told the black people, do not come south of 204th Street. There's a grocery store right there, a small grocery store that was off limits. Black people couldn't go in there and get a quart of milk. Because if you go in there, we're going to kill you. And guess what? This girl was standing on the wrong side of the street talking to some people she knew. They drove by and shot her because she was black. 2 days later, a man is picking up his daughter from a birthday party. They shot him in the chest because he was black. 2 days after that, they killed another black man out there in the Harbor Gateway area. And the whole time, we're getting the same thing that you said about the lady being mugged. We're getting the whole thing about there's black and Hispanic unrest. No, they're killing us. They are killing black people, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. It is not, there's, now naturally there's going to be some retaliation, of course, but it is all started by them. Certain parts of Highland Park where those three black men were killed, if you even drive down the street and you're black, they will attack you. It is that bad.
Now, they're not doing this to whites, though.
No, they want to be white. They want to be white, Alex. I remember when Hispanics were white. I remember when I was in school, we had Hispanics in the neighborhood. They were white. They were Caucasian. They never claimed to be Latin people. That's new. And you know why it's new? It happened in the late 60s, early 70s, when they started handing out the affirmative action. They said, we can get some of these goodies if we're brown instead of white.
It's bizarre. Let's break it down some more. I mean, well, let's talk about the plan of San Diego. I mean, this is stated, and it says kill all the whites and the blacks, but for some reason, I guess the blacks may be getting picked on, though, because you're a small minority. I'm sure it'll get around to the whites here. We'll be right back.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The New World Order just loves what they're doing. Pump in 30 million people, fill a bunch of them full of hatred for everybody else, balkanize the nation, divide and conquer. Terry Anderson, you know, growing up, I was like, what is this racism thing? I'm always hearing from the liberals about racism, which is really a tool to get everybody divided and thinking about their race. But now as I've gotten older, I have found racism, and I've really found most of it emanating from one group, and that is a large minority of the illegal alien population who is just completely nuts and completely out of control. Then you have the head of Chicano Studies, University of Texas at Arlington, Dallas, openly saying we need to kill all white males 16 and older, Plan of San Diego. He says that word for word. He says, now he just says we must Plan of San Diego for all whites, and in Plan of San Diego it's also blacks. And what is wrong with these people?
What's wrong with them is their lives are based on race, Alex. You and I, we're Americans. And, you know, we love this country. We don't particularly love our government, but we do love our country. And as a result, we care about the country and fellow Americans. These people's lives are based on race. Let me tell you something. They identify along racial lines. You know, the Olympics come every 4 years. The guys in the ring boxing. If this guy is some white kid from Wisconsin, I'm cheering for him because he's an American, okay? If he's some Asian kid from San Francisco, I'm cheering for him because he's an American. Most Hispanics, and I say most on this because it's true, most Hispanics and a lot of other races also, but mostly Hispanics will cheer for the Hispanic from Mexico, from Colombia, from Brazil, anywhere against an American white black fighter. They will even cheer against an American Hispanic fighter because they feel more connected racially to those people from outside the country. Their lives are centered on race. Mine is not. My life is centered on being a good American and doing what I can to preserve this great union. And I mean that.
Let's talk about some of the mainstream Hispanic leaders who openly shoot their mouth off with racism, and the corporate media funds them, corporate contributions, and it's supposedly,
oh, yeah.
We're not supposed to talk about it, Terry.
No, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to know it, but look who funds these people. Ford Foundation, Toyota, GM, Nissan, all these companies are funding these racist organizations. Listen to the names of these organizations. This is what gets me, Alex. Mexican American Legal Education Defense Fund. League of United Latin American Citizens, the National Council of the Race. Every one of these organizations has either the word race or some racist some name of some race in their or ethnicity in their title.
But I mean, now, David Duke has started an organization for Europeans, and they demonize him. Why is it bad for him but okay for La Raza?
Well,
why
it's
is
not
it?
Fair. It's not fair. There should be the National Association of White People. You know, people will say, well, they've got everything else. Well, but yeah, but what if they want to have an association that only they can join? I mean, if you're going to do it for one, you got to do it for all. I'm against the friendly. I hate the NAACP. I understand why they came to be when they did, Alex. But you know what? The time has passed them by, and now they're just a bunch of horrible, horrible people that hate this country.
Well, really, they're just bought and paid for to manage. I hate to use the term, but, you know, who stays in that cabin? And basically there for the establishment to take control of people, and basically Jesse Jackson just goes around shaking corporations down.
He's good at it too, boy. He should write a book, because this guy could write a book about Pimpology 101. You know what I mean? He's one of the best.
But he won't talk about. I mean, here's the thing, and I think it's distasteful, but it was done as a joke at this Texas fraternity with the fried chicken and the 40s of beer and dressed up making fun of ghetto black people. But the media is making a big deal about that. Why doesn't the media talk about all these black people getting killed in racial hits?
Let's talk about something that really affects our lives. That doesn't bother me in the least. I mean, that's just somebody having fun doing what they like. Do I like it? No. Does it bother me? No. Let's talk about something that affects our lives. You can't get Jesse Jackson to go against this illegal invasion. And let me tell you why. Jesse Jackson hates white people. And when you hate white people, you will do anything you think will affect and dilute the white people's power in this country. Now, having said that, I don't think any one race of people should be in power, but I think the multiculturalism and the diversity will handle itself over the period of time. When you start forcing it by bringing people in here in these numbers, you're going to upset the trends in this country, you're going to upset the fabric of this country, and you're going to have problems. Jesse Jackson came out here, the janitors in Century City and Beverly Hills, Alex, were making $13, $14 an hour 12, 13 years ago. All of them were black, a couple white guys. The owners broke the union and hired illegal aliens from Mexico and El Salvador at $5 an hour. Well, guess what? As soon as they got all the blacks and whites out of the jobs, they then went on strike and said they needed more money. Who comes out here and marches in downtown L.A. with them? With a broom in his hand talking about justice for janitors? Jesse Jackson. Messy Jesse didn't even mind that his people were put out of work, but he marched with the illegals to get them a raise.
Well, he's bought and paid for by the NWO. Stay there. Final segment with Terry Anderson. Then your calls, a bunch of news, and a special surprise guest scheduled in the next hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 25th, 2007. Gold, $6.5160. Ounce gold coins are at $672.79, $338.94 for half, $169.47 for quarter ounce. That's $672.79, $338.94, and $169.47. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barish report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A little clip from that CNN piece I played a few days ago, and people think this is a hardcore report. They're watering it down. It was in the local papers that it was the Hispanics that attacked the blacks, but by the time CNN was done, it was just, oh, they're fighting. But here's a clip where a Hispanic gentleman on the street is saying things about black people.
I just wish they would just leave and go wherever they got to go and just leave us the way we were and everything would be cool. We had a nice little community here, and it's not nice anymore because of them.
What did they bring?
Ghettoism. They brought low life, just... They're dirty, man.
Dirty?
You guys know, man.
Black-brown tension isn't confined to gangs or this...
So, black-brown tension. And the insane thing is that L.A.'s majority-minority group just 30 years ago was black. Now they're completely dwarfed by the illegal alien population, but they now think that it's the blacks. And they say, everybody get off our continent. This is our continent. I mean, the people from Mesoamerica have no claim to Central North America. They weren't here. It'd be the Plains Indians. It'd be the coastal Native Americans. It's an ideology funded by the government, the Ford Foundation, liberation theology. Meanwhile, Bush wants total amnesty. That should wake the illegals up, that they're just being used as a tool to destroy our economy and to come in and pull the lever to abolish the Bill of Rights. Terry Anderson, comments on that clip?
He's a racist bastard. That's the best I can do. I hope you don't dump me on that one. That's what he is, Alex. He's a racist person. He's a racist person because he characterized us as being dirty. There's areas here in South Central LA where I live. Let me tell you something. He couldn't afford to live. They're million-dollar homes, totally kept up. Yeah, there's some bad sections of this town, but I tell you what, when you think L.A. can't be run down any worse than it is, you bring in a bunch of Central Americans and Mexicans, and you watch what happens. Now, let me characterize somebody. Let me do the stereotypical comments. We don't have corn growing in our yards, Alex. No black person I know grows corn. No black person I know has a goat tied up in their front yard. No black person I know in L.A. has chickens running loose in the street. No black person I know hangs their laundry on the fence. No black person I know has 5, 6, 7 families living in a 2-bedroom house. Yeah, we're dirty. Uh-huh. That's the most racist thing I've ever
heard. Well, I mean, I just want to say this. They don't have toilets in many areas of Latin America, and I'm just tired of going into when I'm at a shopping mall or anywhere else.
And seeing the paper in the trash can or on the floor.
Poop everywhere.
Thank you. They put the toilet paper in the trash can or on the floor next to the toilet, but we're dirty. Yeah, give me a break.
Well, it's just...
And Alex, I want to ask you something else. When's the last time you've been to Washington, D.C.?
About 6 years.
Okay, now you know Washington, D.C. was a predominantly black town for a long time.
The mayor of New Orleans would call it chocolate.
Right. He would definitely say it was a chocolate city. Now let me say this. You go there now and you see nothing but Salvadorans and Mexicans everywhere. The Fourth Ward, I got a buddy that lives in the Fourth Ward in Washington, D.C. He is being pushed out of his community in the Fourth Ward of D.C. just like I'm being pushed out of L.A. He's got Salvadorans everywhere. Now the violence has begun. They're drinking in the streets. They're urinating in the streets. They're doing everything that they're doing in L.A. there now. In the nation's capital. I mean, this is unbelievable. And it's not just there, Alex. The Carolinas. Indianapolis, Indiana, Memphis, Tennessee, everywhere in this country is happening now, and all because our sorry president has allowed this to happen.
Well, the scariest thing is my wife speaks Spanish because she lived 4 years in Spain, so she can read what's on the grocery stores and hear what's on the radio, and the radio stations are all like the invader, the conqueror, the rebel, and it's on air, big clear channel, corporate owned, and others are openly saying, we're taking over, we're going to get you. The purge will soon commence.
These are not idle threats, Alex. This is the real deal. They are taking over this. There used to be a guy named Xavier Hermosillo who was a talk show host here English language station. He used to say all the time, "We're going to take L.A. house by house, block by block." They are doing just that. Every single house that comes up for sale. House next door to me, for instance. I got Salvadorans living on both sides of me now. House next door to me came up for sale, had a for sale sign on it. Black folks came and tried to buy the house, Alex. They would ask the guy about the house. The guy would no hablo inglés. This guy wouldn't talk to him, and when the English-speaking real estate guy was there, he would try to talk him out of buying it. They didn't want to sell him the house.
Did you see the article in AP a few months ago? A headline, 500 top lenders support Hispanics or something like that. Or no, immigrants. And then you read it, and
it's said, illegal aliens.
They don't have to have ID for a housing loan. And it said this. And they said, well, we're trying to. It was, of course, a white corporate head. He's the head of a big bank going, and they interviewed several of them going, well, they need help. And so they don't even have to show ID for a housing car or bank account. And then a citizen, whether Hispanic, black, or white, has got to show 3 forms of ID. I mean, that's the government and banks in collusion.
You have to practically get a colonoscopy now to get a house in this town if you're not an illegal alien. And that's the truth. These people want every type of document you can present. But if you're illegal, you walk up, okay, well, where did you make? If I walk up with $20,000 to put down, they want to know, where did you get this down payment from? These people walk up with I knew a guy that sold a house to a Hispanic, two Hispanic families. They brought in $47,000 in cash to put down on the house. No questions asked. Nobody asked, well, where did you get this?
Well, the point is, why is there this discrimination? I mean, all these liberals want to find the discrimination. They want to fight the inequality. They want to, okay, well, let me tell you where I found the majority of it. and it's going on in this country. Why is the media, the government, the banks, the corporations, why are they rolling over, doing somersaults, playing Twister to do anything they can to bring in as many illegal aliens as possible? Well, let me tell you, one of those bank chairmen said in the AP article, they said it all. They said, well, we know there's a move to push them out of the country, so we think they're so important for our economy that if we help them grow roots and get homes, they can't be forced to leave.
Yeah, well, that is one way to see it.
I'm asking you, why is the establishment...
The money. It's about the money. And one other thing, these are now the chosen people, Alex. They are the chosen people. They are getting things that I, as a black person, never got through affirmative action. Not that I ever wanted it. But let me say this to you. They are getting things that we were never given as a black community. When my kids were in school, elementary, junior high, and high school, there was no books. They couldn't take books home, Alex. They couldn't take the books home. There was one set of books for that classroom for every period of the day. Now they're building 160 schools in the city, not county, in the city of Los Angeles, 160 schools for these illegal alien children and these jackpot babies of these illegal aliens. They're building 160 schools. When my kids couldn't get books, when the schools were almost completely black, they wouldn't give us nothing. Now that these people are infested in our schools, guess what? They get it all.
Well, it's simple. They make everybody pay their taxes in this country to subsidize, to bring in the cheap labor, to drive down the wages and sink the richest middle-class country in the world.
That's right.
And it's being cynically done by the elite. Now, the good news is a lot of Hispanics who are even illegal I've talked to now are starting to get this. But there's a large group that will say, yeah, we know we're being helped by your government, but we don't care. We're going to stab them in the back, too. I mean, this is nuts.
It really is. It really is. And let me tell you what's building. When you see this uneven playing field, when you see what they get that we don't get, and I'm talking about Americans when I say we, guess what? The animosity grows. And when Bush said in his speech, we got to fix this without animosity and without amnesty, he was wrong on both. The animosity's here. The animosity is here, and from animosity comes hatred. And I don't want to see that, but it will come.
Well, plus his guest worker program is total amnesty.
That's what it is. It's always been that. He ought to stop being such a liar and just say it. He wants amnesty. Okay, now we fight you on that. But that's what it is. It's nothing but amnesty. That's all. It's all it's ever been, a pathway to citizenship. Well, guess what, Alex? I want to fight the pathway to citizenship because the pathway to citizenship that we had in 1986 was a disaster.
I want to take a few calls. I agree. I want
to
take a few calls, Terry, and then let you go because I know you're a busy man. But what about the fact that 20% of the ground force in the army in Iraq is illegal alien? And what about, did you see the AP and the Boston Globe of 3 weeks ago where they announced that they're going to go ahead and open even bigger recruiting offices in Manila, Mexico City, Ukraine, everywhere?
This is outrageous. I don't want any foreigners in my... I'll take a legal resident alien who's been here a while in my armed forces, but to actively recruit people from outside the country, where's the loyalty? Who are they going to be loyal to?
Well, that's dangerous.
They're extremely dangerous.
Foreigners will shoot Americans under orders. Most Americans won't.
No, they won't. Most Americans will not do that. And if the government turns on the people, which it already has, but if it turns on them viciously, guess what? They're going to have a ready-made army to keep us in check.
Well, that's the plan, and they're going to let the Southwest secede as part of the North American Union. It's going to be a huge race war, as Glenn Spencer has been saying, and it is going to be just unbelievable blood in the streets.
Well, the race war, here's what I'm afraid of, Alex. The race war is going to begin, and everybody's going to forget how it got started. Just going to be blacks and Hispanics fighting, and then blacks, Hispanics, and whites fighting. But everybody must remember that article that you wrote, that fabulous article on Prison Planet that your guy wrote that says that the Hispanics are attacking others. That's what we have to remember. That's where it begins. And then there will be retaliation.
Well, it's incredible. And again, I have so many Hispanic friends.
So do I.
And they're freaked out about what's happening.
Yes,
they are. And then last year they had a big La Raza march, and I wasn't going to go protest until I called the directors, and the heads of it would laugh and go, you know, what's wrong, gringo? And I was like, hey, man, I got Hispanic friends. Oh, you got a Hispanic friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you all say. And I'm like, no, man, come on. You know, this is a racist thing on Mexican Independence Day. And I said, I was calling to confirm this, and you're calling me a gringo. And I said, I'm going to be out there. And he says, you won't dare. You'll be afraid to. You know, well, we saw who was afraid once I got out there.
We all go out there and protest them. Nobody's afraid of them.
Well, I wasn't going to go until I got the threat. And I'm just not going to put up with it, people threatening me. And
but now, if you want to see how racist and how threatening they can be, read some of the emails on my website, the Terry Anderson.
What do you mean? I got the video of black men, white men, Hispanics with their heads split open, and the cops stand there and take it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go read under mail received on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. Read some of the hate mail, some of the vicious, nasty, racist hate mail that I get from these people. That'll let you know who hates who and who's the racist.
But see, Americans, blacks, whites, Hispanics, we've been conditioned, you know, not to be racist, and it's bad, and so we're all, you know, kind of like these little chicken neck, pathetic, limp wristed, guilty people. At least whites are, and most whites. It's really pathetic, and you know, living in the past 50, 100 years ago. Meanwhile, you've got 500 million people south of the border. And they are, you know, quote, old-fashioned, back when it all was about race, and they haven't changed, and we have, and we're just made to be overrun.
There you go, and it's happening. It is happening.
Well, what do you say to the white liberals out there? Because they're the main ones mad at us about an article that just had the facts, going, it's not true, or even if it is, they're downtrodden, or the blacks are doing it, too. I mean, you're bad. The loving.
Good question.
I mean, here's an example. We had Sela Castillo, a highly decorated Vietnam veteran, former Border Patrol agent, then he was, head DEA agent down there, and he's not even what you'd call conservative, and he got up at a speech at UT and was talking about the threat of the illegals and how they're being allowed in, and the CIA's involvement on drug dealing, and these liberal whites were getting up going, but you're Hispanic, how can you say that? And he said, look, lady, this isn't about being Hispanic, the facts are the facts.
Yeah, you know, if Hitler says it's raining outside, guess what? It's raining. I mean, I don't like him. I don't like the Ku Klux Klan. I don't like any of these racist organizations. But if they make a legitimate statement, it's still a true statement. You know, it's just like when you're a child and your parents tell you something, you want verification on everything. Well, you know what? They were right the first time. You don't have to look for verification. I don't care who you are. If you've got a mind and you've got eyes in this country, if you're an American, you can see what's going on. Your race matters not. That's just stupid.
But they think it's liberal to go along with this. And
Well, so does the Black Caucus. So does the Congressional Black Caucus. The Congressional Black Caucus in this country is selling out the black people, selling out America, first of all. But they're so pro-black and so pro-race consciousness that they are selling out their own race to people who are coming here and taking the low jobs, the middle jobs, taking over their communities, taking over their schools, taking over their whole culture. And guess what? The Black Caucus, I have gone to their offices in Washington, D.C. We've almost been thrown out of me and my son and my buddy Carlos from Washington, D.C. We went from Black Caucus office to Black Caucus office. They are some of the nastiest people you have ever met in your life to try to reason with.
Well, let me expand on that, and then we'll take a few calls, because this is very important. A year and a half ago, I discovered the Plan of San Diego that was mainstream. I just didn't know about it. And I wrote an article about it. And the Texas Civil Rights Review attacked me. White guys wrote the story. And they said, well, it's true there's a plan to kill all the whites, 16 and older. But, you know, Hispanics have been downtrodden, and they're allowed to talk like that. I mean, that's crazy.
It really is.
I mean, these people are nuts.
Talk like that. Nobody should be allowed to talk like that. I don't care how downtrodden you've been. You know? Unbelievable.
Well, downtrodden, I mean, you got a bunch of chicken-necked white people who are running around guilty, licking everybody's boots. I mean, what have whites done now? I mean, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Well, you know what's going to happen? Those same whites have to be bit. When they get bit, when those liberals get bit, oh, I've got liberal blacks here in black folks in my neighborhood here who told me to lighten up on these people. They were people of color like us. They were just like us. They were minorities, a term that I never used, like us, and I should leave them alone. Some of those black people have knocked on my door and said, man, how did you know it was going to come to this? Because now it's personal. They got one next door to them with chickens and goats. They got one next to them that has loud mariachi parties every other night. They got 20 people living in the house next to them, and they're fed up with it, and they're looking at me like I'm some kind of prophet. No, I'm not a prophet. I just had my eyes open.
How did you start waking up? When did that happen?
Oh, I guess it was the mid-'80s, right around the time of the amnesty. when I heard amnesty was going to happen, I was very unpolitical. And I said, when I heard they were going to do an amnesty, Alex, I said, they must be crazy. I'm the most unpolitical, unaware person in the world, but I know that ain't going to work. That's not going to work, and it didn't. And that's when I woke
up. Well, it worked for what the government really wanted, was to bring, I mean, look, you got 6.5 billion people in the world. 6 billion of them want to come here. There's 180 million new births a year. We just can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't do it. But yeah, it did work for those who wanted it. The businesses loved it. And even they didn't love it because guess what? Once those people were legalized, they couldn't exploit them anymore and they had to get a new set of illegals. So that didn't even work for them. It worked for the government.
Well, that's a key point. You know what? One more segment. There's 5 more minutes. I want to come back and give callers a chance. Robert, Walt, Paul, a few others to get on air with Terry Anderson. And then the third hour is going to start. I'm going to get into the U.S. Army spying on Austinites, the Pentagon spying on us, a special guest as well, scheduled. We'll see if that happens. And a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, coast to coast, border to border.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time. And that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Welcome back. Terry Anderson's our guest. TerryAndersonShow.com. Sunday nights, hardest hitting hour radio I've ever heard. And, you know, it's not comfortable talking about this stuff. I don't like it. It's very upsetting, and it's our government doing it along with the Mexican government. It's the North American Union. It's simple. Robert in California, you're on the air with Terry Anderson. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Alex. No, good afternoon and good morning to you, Terry, out here in California. I lived in Pomona for 18 years, Terry, so I've actually seen the demographics change.
Tough place.
Yeah. It's still a little tough. We actually went out last night and they sponsored like a homeless count where we went out in groups and counted the people that were just living off on the streets at the time. But let's get back to the point. First one that you brought up was Jesse Jackson. Adrian Krieg brought out in his book on Satori New Mandarin that he was actually one of the members of the Council on Foreign Relations as well. So I'm not sure if he's still a member. I don't know if they ever.
No, I've confirmed it. Yeah, no, he's a total front man.
Yeah, and then the other thing is that I was watching like everybody else watching the State of the Union address, and as Bush was leaving and getting his royal fanny kissed on his way out, there is a man over on the left hand side just before he exited the door, giving him the horn sign to him and a thumbs up. As well, I would like to know if anybody's got that video and take a look and see who exactly it is.
Sure,
that.
Probably a UT fan. What else is on your mind, sir?
The other thing is that I totally agree with this immigration thing. And you know, I really don't really blame them too much because they've been downtrodden for a long time. But, you know, just like anything else, if there's a rabid dog coming towards my house, I'm going to shoot it.
Absolutely. Well.
Well, I mean, here's an example. The Germans got downtrodden for 20 years after World War II under the Treaty of Versailles, and Hitler used that to then hype them up to go crazy. So just because people, you know, had it tough doesn't mean they have a right to attack everybody.
Hey, I've had it tough, too. Who can I attack? That's my question.
It is tribalism, and we've been conditioned not to have it, and then the third world populations do.
Yeah, they do. That is true. Absolutely. I mean, we're all tribal to an extent, but I'm not going to get tribal and violent. You know what I mean? That's where I draw the line.
Right. I appreciate your call, Robert. Let's talk to Walt. Walt, where are you calling from?
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to ask Terry several questions. Terry?
Yes, sir.
2 days ago, Hutton Gibson talked about the Vatican. And I'd like to ask you this question. What is the religion of majority of the Latin Americans coming into this country right now?
Catholics.
What were the religion of the people that were the illegal or flood of immigrants that came in the 1850s in the United States from Europe? What religion were they?
I couldn't tell you. Lutheran.
Irish Roman Catholics.
Okay,
came
Roman
this
Catholic.
Country, floods to New York. Okay, the point is the United States was formed by Protestants. And the remainder of this country, okay, what's left of the Protestant Reformation, is the purpose of all the illegal immigration, all the racial tension and destruction that's going on in this country right now is directed by Rome. That's the problem. The world government, as Alex Jones has talked about, is controlled by the Vatican. The Pope wants to be the ruler of the world. He claims the title of temporal and spiritual leader of all men worldwide. The Inquisition.
Here's my problem with that. I can't fight that. I can fight the guy that's illegally in my country, and I can fight the government for letting him come here. That's. I'm not disputing you on it. What I am saying is that's hard for people to get their hands around and fight.
What the problem is, Terry, is the racial wars, racial tension, and division. Is the tool used by the Vatican to destroy any nation internally?
Well, I mean, you can't debate that the Pope's been calling for one world government. So, you know, when it all started, I guess you can debate, but you can't debate it now. All right, we'll be right back. Terry, do 5 more minutes with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Blackbird.